Hello?
Hey, Jeannie, it's Pete from Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a little bit of an update. Got everything over here all good on my end. Putting it into the system as we speak. Just had a quick chat with someone in the underwriting department, kind of gave him the scoop on your file. And they said, you know, the best move right now would be to just do the water purification system, like the equipment financing first, get that all done, and then do the capital right after, like one at a time instead of doing them both at once.
Okay, except that I'm not sure that I'm going to do that business just because I'm having a hard time finding a landlord that wants that use, because I guess it's kind of a hit and miss. But I did find one who has a space that wants to, that will let me go in with my dog stuff, but I would just do retail. I wouldn't do the whole thing, and then I would just do like a mobile grooming van.
Okay. So do you want to change this whole thing up now and just do it, kind of pivot different direction?
I probably would rather try to get the money before the equipment thing, because what it's going to be now is inventory.
Okay, so scrap the whole water business pretty much for the most part.
I think. For right now.
All right, so.
I actually just talked to the broker like a half hour ago who you know, he's like, he wasn't very excited about it. And I said, well, what if I did, you know, just retail? So. So I just figured, you know, if we could do the loan for, I don't know, do you guys, if I were to get a mobile grooming van, do you guys, would that be considered inventory?
No, but, you know, we could just, what we could do, since you kind of like, you got a couple different options for your businesses to kind of go down to and pivot, I think just getting the largest amount of working capital possible for you is to be qualified, and then, you know, you can choose how much, you know, how much you want to take out. You know, I could tell you about a threshold, the kind of ballpark is we do about 10% of gross annual sales. So you're looking at a decently sizable number, you know, like 70K, just right around that, you know, give or take 5-10. But, you know, then you can use, that's unsecured cash, which you can just, you know, you want to go use it for a van and do that, you can. You could use some of it for inventory, and then you could just do it that way. Or we could do the equipment.
Or we can
do equipment financing for the van if you're really set on that, and then a separate working capital loan for the inventory. Just because the van is like a 2 to 5 year term, and the capital is more of a 2 year term, like longest.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to just do capital, we could just apply you for the largest amount, probably get you approved somewhere around the 60, 70K, and then you could just use that as your discretion, you know, for your business.
Well, yeah, I might do that. What I would probably do, it, because my priority would be to get, if I did the store, it would be to get what I need for that first, and then the mobile grooming van would be second. I think it's the alkaline water to help your belly. So yeah, let's go.
Let's just apply for capital. Yeah, let's do that. That sounds like a better idea. We don't need the invoices. I already got everything I need as far as the banks and everything. If you could just get me the information on your lien payment, when that's like officially going to be over. I just need like some official document.
Okay. I don't know how to get that from him, but I know I paid August already, and I have September, and that's it. September 15th is the last payment. So
okay.
And you don't know how excited I am about that. So let me find out from him if he can email me something or something. I'll call him.
I just know we're gonna need that down the road. So if you want to just get started on that, but I'm gonna apply you for the working capital loan. See what the max amount we can get, and then we'll go from there.
How's my credit look?
It wasn't, you know, terrible. You said it was, you know, not gonna be the greatest, but you came in at a 633,
okay.
Which, you know, below average, but. You know, if you're above 600, you're still, you know, you could still get something. You know what I mean? Like, below 600, it's hard to do. It's hard to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But 630.
Well, and I don't even know if they have all the current, like, I don't know what, because I'm signed up with them right now, you know, so I can check it all the time. But I know that there was one credit. It was a health one, and it was CMRE was like $900, but it was like 7 different collections, and I paid them off, and I don't know if it's showing yet, you know, through, because you guys use Experian?
Yes.
Yeah, so when I look at my Experian, it's like at 650 cents, so it's weird, you know, I don't know how they do it. Well, but
we have the most up-to-date score, you know, I pulled it like 15 minutes ago, so
okay.
I would, you know, 633 is pretty much what you got.
Equifax is higher, and the other one is lower, so it's all, but that's fine, as long as it's, you know, we're...
Yeah, it's not that bad,
thing.
Honestly, yeah, like, you could be a lot worse. From what you told me that you'd had experienced, you know, it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, I was in the high fours.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I've been working really hard to.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But see, in doing that, matter of fact, I just got another free credit card from Credit One. They gave me one. But in doing that, you know, I had to apply for credit, and so that dinged you. But oh well, you know, what can I do? I had to do it. Which is why I held off applying for this loan until I knew I had some place to put the money, you know, because I just don't want all these things when I'm...
Mm-hmm. And not really
but
anywhere to, you know, go with
it.
I got
and
you.
So, but I do have a space now that I'm seriously looking at, and I'm filling out that paperwork. It's like, oh, shit, I better make sure I have the money before I do it.
All right, no worries. We'll just do the working capital. We'll put the water project on hold then.
Yeah, that's like 6 months down the road.
All right, yeah. We'll do as much capital as we can get you. Then, you know, you can decide what do you think will work best for you. But
yeah,
that's
then, you know, down the road, if I did do the water store, then I could just try to get a, you know, an equipment.
You could do another loan. Yeah,
right.
You could do something else with us, you know. As a repeat customer, you probably get a, you know, a little bit more of a longer term, too, on some of the stuff. Sometimes you get the capital up to 3 years on repeat business, which is nice.
Okay. Yeah, I just have to make sure that I only take what I need and I don't have a payment that is going to kill me. So
let's
see what the most is, and we'll go backwards from there. How about that?
Sounds good to me. Thank you so much.
All right.
Glad we cleared this up, kind of figured out what page we're on.
Yeah, I actually was going to call you. I talked to him, and then I got a little bit busy, and I was going to call you. But I think I did put on there a grooming van. I don't think I put the water thing. I think I did put it on the app. So.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Then just keep me posted.
I will do. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.